Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Stephen Gardner is here. Steve is his new friend. He's the author of a number of books, including A Bridge Over Troubled Wall Street. That's his new book. Also, Billion Dollar Blueprint and Smartest Doctor in the Room, a number of other, at least one of the books. He's the owner and founder of Safe Millionaire Club, and he's our new friend, Stephen Gardner. Welcome to the show.
Great. Thank you, Jim. I really appreciate the opportunity to be on with you today.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book success. Very important books that people should consider as part of their, as they're thinking about investing and where to invest. Now, the people I like to talk to on the show are people who have been successful, but along the way, they had times when they weren't so successful. You, like me, have made a few mistakes, haven't you?
Oh yeah, any business owner who hasn't failed more than they succeeded hasn't bitten off a big enough chunk.
I know, and it wouldn't be fun without a couple of failures, would it, Stephen?
So you know, it's the only way to learn. If you want to be successful, you just have to double your failure rate.
There you go. I love that. So talk to us about your experiences along those lines.
You know, I've been in finance and insurance since 2003, and those were good times. We were just coming off of the 9/11 crisis,
right,
and the dot-com bubble, and things
right
were heating up with real estate and the stock market, and I was putting money in on a regular basis, and then all of a sudden, my personal 401k lost 38%.
Wow.
And I was devastated. I couldn't believe how much money I had lost from
that's going to be over the that's going to be over the winter of 08 and 09, right?
Yes, it was. Yep, absolutely. During the Great Recession, and most of the people that I work with, they lost 38 to 60%.
Right.
So it wasn't something that was completely new or unheard of during that time,
or even
the
your fault
was either. Yeah, or even my fault or their fault, but. Yeah, that's when I decided there's got to be a better way than having all this risk exposure on Wall Street. I believe Wall Street is a casino. A few
yeah
people win, they brag about that, and the rest of us end up losing. Or at the end of a lifetime of contributions, you end up with just a little bit more than what you contributed.
I was interviewing a guy who's a Wall Street insider 2 or 3 years ago. And he's a very gregarious guy, had a lot to say. And I asked him, does the average person have a chance against all the other forces on Wall Street? Could they have a chance to come out even in anywhere close to being fair? And he had one word answer. He said, no. That was it. He didn't have anything else to say. He just said no.
No. Yeah, they don't. Ray Dalio, who runs the largest hedge fund in America, you have to have over $5 million to get in. It's now a closed hedge fund. You can't even get in.
Mm-hmm.
But he talks about how Wall Street is a zero-sum game. It is literally like playing high-stakes poker.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is the average American has very little time to do any kind of research.
Right.
They don't have insider information. They can't pay for the analysts. And yet you're going up against Warren Buffett and Ray Dalio and
right
all of these big hedge funds that
yep
literally have buildings full of analysts. And you're supposed to win against that. I mean, it's a true David and Goliath story,
yep,
except for in the long run, Goliath ends up winning because they have more money to spend and they have more analysts to bring in up-to-date information. The average American simply will not win on Wall Street, only because if they were winning on Wall Street, the ultra wealthy that own most of the stock market would lose, and right. we can't have that, right?
Right.
In gambling,
exactly.
The house has to win, or right. else the casinos go out of business.
You don't have a house. You know, there's an old poker maxim that goes: if you're in a poker game and you don't know who the mullet is, you're the mullet.
Yeah,
in the casino, as you say, of Wall Street, we're the mullets. Now, what's your answer, Stephen? What's your solution?
My answer is that you have to get away from Wall Street. You have to start getting educated, reading up, finding out what is good places for you to grow your money. I'm a big fan of real estate. In fact, the book A Bridge Over Troubled Wall Street talks about a way that the average American can be involved in commercial real estate without taking on all of the headaches and the
right.
responsibility and the maintenance, all the fees, the insurance,
how is that? Through REITs?
Well, it's something similar to a REIT, very similar to a REIT. But
real estate investment trust.
A REIT's
a real estate investment trust. Go ahead, Stephen.
Yeah, so it's similar to that for those that are listening. But
a REIT is kind of like a mutual fund or an index fund.
It's kind of like a mutual fund of properties, correct?
Yeah. Right,
in this case, what a bridge loan is someone that owns a piece of commercial property, whether that's a hotel, a beachfront property, a water bottling plant, whatever it might be. They're in need of temporary financing, typically a 12-month mm-hmm. bridge loan.
Mm-hmm.
And the bank won't lend them because of tightened lending restrictions. They won't lend them on their project. And America needs to grow, and we don't have the capital finance that we used to. So we have building owners that need to bring their buildings up to code. They need to build out space for a new lease that they've just signed. They need to upgrade. Maybe do a facelift so that their property can stay competitive in the travel industry. So there's many reasons why a building owner would need a bridge loan, and they go to the bank and they simply can't get the financing that they need, or they can't get it quick enough to get their project done. And so with these bridge loans, average Main Street, Americans are able to come in and collectively pool their money to go into
are these bridge loan pools that are available?
No, they're not. They're not pools. These are on individual pieces of property.
So how do we find out about these? How do we find out about this demand?
So if you go to yourbridgeplan.com, you can get more information.
Yourbridgeplan.com. So check it out.
Correct.
But be very careful, folks. I will say this: banks are professional risk underwriters. You may not be. So just, I don't disagree with Stephen. I think you should check it out, but be careful. 20 after. Right back with Stephen Gardner. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.